Opponents of a trash-to-ash plan between Onondaga and Cortland counties had their say at an informational meeting on the environmental impact of the proposed move in the town of DeWitt last night. We get more from WRVO's Alan Abbott.
It was deja vu for many of the people testifying at the DeWitt Town Hall last night. Many had been involved in the fierce debate over whether the plant should have been built in the first place 20 years ago and remembered the promises made to placate them as a community. That's what still irks Dennis Payne of Jamesville.
Since that time, the county legislature has slowly removed all of the safeguards that it put in place during the initial process. The Citizens Advisory Committee was ended, and then the Offsite Monitoring Committee. So that now we must rely on Covanta's yearly air quality test to confirm the purity of the emissions from the incinerator.
Covanta is the company that currently operates the plant. Onondaga County is in contract negotiations with the company regarding the future of the trash burner. Among other things, residents are worried about the health impacts of adding Cortland County's trash to the incinerator, suggesting dioxins coming from the plant have already had adverse health effects on residents. They're also worried the plant is outdated, with other communities abandoning the incinerator model of trash disposal. Probably the biggest plea, though.
Please extend the time period for this comment period to at least September 1st.
The deadline for public comment on the scoping portion of the plan is June 14th. Lawmakers say they'll consider extending that. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.